It is 419, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom for your home improvement project. All you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 30 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, and masonry mold and odor control, and more. I mean, this list is long. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Hang on.
Now that I've turned your microphone on, there you are. Please tell us again, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week on the origins of NFL team names.
Oh, good.
And today we're talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Cheeseheads, Sarah.
The cheeseheads. Yeah. So the Green Bay Packers are the third oldest franchise in the NFL, dating back to 1919. And they are the only nonprofit, community-owned major league professional sports team based here in the United States.
Is that the only part of the NFL that's nonprofit, Sarah? I think so.
Might be the case. Their home games have been played at Lambeau Field since 1957, and they have the most wins of any NFL franchise.
Wow, good for them.
So the Packers are the last of the small-town teams, which were common in the NFL during the league's early days of the 1920s and 30s. The team was founded in 1919 by Earl Curley Lambeau and George Whitney Calhoun. Needing to outfit his new squad, Lambeau solicited funds for uniforms from the Indian Packing Company, a meat packing company where he worked as a shipping clerk.
This is like Little League baseball. They go try to find a business to sponsor their outfits.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what happened. He was given $500 for uniforms and equipment and was allowed to use the company grounds for a practice field on the condition that the team be named after its sponsor.
That's all.
Now, Lambeau initially wanted to name the team the Indians, but his girlfriend, named Agnes, she suggested the name Packers.
Oh, did she really?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And the Green Bay Packers have played in their original city longer than any other team in the NFL.
I love that. I like the small town thing. I like the nonprofit side of it, I guess.
Yeah. So like I said, the Packers are the only community-owned franchise in North America's four traditional major leagues. Rather than being the property of an individual partnership or a corporate entity, they are held by stockholders, more than 537,000 in total as of 2022.
Wow.
No one is allowed to hold more than 200,000 shares. It is this broad-based community support and nonprofit structure which has kept the team in Green Bay for nearly a century, even though it is the smallest market in North American professional sports. So the Packers have an exceptionally loyal fan base. Regardless of team performance, every game played in Green Bay, preseason, regular season, and playoffs, has been sold out since 1960.
That's incredible.
That's crazy.
Given the climate, I mean, similar to ours.
Yes.
It's not like it's in the Carolinas where it's
Nice and more like California where it's nice. Yeah, no. Despite the Packers having by far the smallest local TV market, the team consistently ranks as one of the most popular in the NFL. They also have one of the longest season ticket waiting lists in professional sports. 140,000 names long.
Wow.
And that's more than there are seats at Lambeau Field.
Jeez.
Their average wait is said to be over 30 years.
Jeez.
But with only 90 or so tickets turned over annually, it would be 955 years before the newest name on the list got theirs.
Whoa.
Yeah. So as a result, season tickets are willed to next of kin and newborns are placed optimistically on the waiting list.
Maybe by the time they're middle-aged, they can squeeze into a game.
Maybe, yeah. So Packers fans are often referred to as cheeseheads, a nickname for Wisconsin residents reflecting the state's bountiful cheese production, first leveled as an insult at a 1987 game between the Chicago White Sox and Milwaukee Brewers. But instead, it came to be a statewide source of pride, and particularly since 1994, has been embraced by Packers fans.
Yeah,
they wear the cheese on their heads.
Blocks on their heads, yeah.
So the Packers have won 13 league championships, the most in NFL history, with 9 pre-Super Bowl NFL titles and 4 Super Bowl victories. The Packers won the very first 2 Super Bowls in 1966 and 1967.
First two.
And the Vince Lombardi Trophy is named after the Packers coach.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who guided them to their first 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Following Lombardi's retirement, the team struggled through the 70s and 80s. The turning point came in the start of the 90s, and since then, the team has enjoyed much regular season success, making the playoffs 22 times since 1993.
Holy cow. That's pretty cool. I like the fact that they're just kind of homegrown, small town. Sold out every game since the beginning of time.
1960,
pretty wild. You picked out a record to go along with the Green Bay Packers,
did
you?
So apparently, Joan Jett is a big Packers fan.
Is it? Really? Joan Jett?
Yes.
Okay.
She's a Packers fan.
Okay.
So says the internet. Well, she was in an article that she was interviewed in.
Okay, so it's probably true.
Yeah. So we're going to play her song, I Hate Myself for Loving You, which is also the song they kind of use for Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, well, tell me about, we've only got 17 seconds, so you can't really give me the rundown of that.
It's the same like melody, just different words.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Well, you did summarize that briefly, didn't you? Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Oh, nice of you to say. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. The album's called Up Your Alley. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because Joan Jett, big Packers fan, apparently. And like I said, too, that song, they used it as the Sunday Night Football theme song.
The beat kind of theme. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And we were talking about the Green Bay Packers, of course, as part of our theme week on the origins of NFL team names.
We sure were. Yes. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, the Packers are named after a meatpacking company that was the team's original sponsor.
Sarah, there is a 30-year waiting list for season tickets.
And the Packers have the most wins of any NFL franchise.
There you go. There you go. That's how you do it. Green Bay Packers. So Bills, Bears, Ravens, and Packers so far.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth and final episode tomorrow at 4:10.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. So folks want to learn more about the Green Bay Packers, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You do. True to your word. You sure do.
Yes.
Wonderful. Back tomorrow, as we say, for episode 5. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the sun's coming. See, the sun was out for just... As I moved my arm in this motion, I think it went behind a cloud.
It did.
I did that.
You're heading out shortly for your big guest bartending gig, huh?
I was, truth be told, and I shared this with you off the air, I was watching YouTube videos last night on how to be a bartender.
Yeah, so you're ready. You're prepared.
That's how I take everything in life.
So seriously.
Just an evening before I watch YouTube.
That's okay.
So it's a Capone's Bar, an Italian eatery. Thank you, Sarah. 1517 Empire Boulevard, not far from the radio station here, top of the Dugway in Webster. Starts at 6 o'clock, goes till 8 o'clock, and it's all to benefit Webster Comfort Care, which is an amazing, amazing organization who help people with end-of-life care. So we'd love to have you come by. I'll serve you a drink. You make a big donation to Webster Comfort Care, and we'll all be good.
Perfect.
Is that how it works?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, Ed Smith with traffic here in just a moment. We've got some Johnny Kemp on the way. We'll do some KC and a lot more straight ahead. It's a Throwback Thursday. We'll throw back to 1973 in the next 15 minutes as well.